/matrix, and you can see a little bit more about it. And you'll see it on there for $297 on the website. So donating $150 to the radio station is actually a savings to you. And it has been donated graciously from Natalie to the radio station so that we can raise money during this fund drive. So who wouldn't want the idea to be able to effortlessly increase their level of havingness around money, effortlessly be able to change your weight, effortlessly create loving relationships? And this could be a loving partner, it could be a family member, it's anything that improves the quality of relationships. It could be siblings, it could be children, adult children, etc. And also to create the perfect partner. Just to, you know, loneliness and depression can get very, especially during any transition times and so forth. It's wonderful to have a partner. So doing this and finding different ways to create these things in your life is, I don't want to say it's totally effortless, because I believe doing work is very important, that you have to. You have to discipline yourself to do this 6 minutes a day. You could download it onto your phone. And it is, has been made, because Natalie understands convenience, has been made easy for us to be able to get to. So here's the phone number here at the radio station, 516-620-3602. It is a $150 donation, and this will is only going to be $150 on this radio station. If you go to mindmovies.com, you will see it at $297. And trust me, it is valued at $16.95 because of what has been put up and put into it. So this is a gift to you and us as well. So please give us a call right now. Pick up the phone, 516-620-3602. I did want you to understand that this is an incredible value for everyone who gives us a call right now, though you have to call. And you can also go online and donate to WBAI.org, but you can, right now, if it's really important, you can give the volunteers in the phone room a call. And please, if you give your credit card number, repeat it several times to the volunteer so that it's written down correctly. And you also need to give the email address, your email address. And we've had several issues with people not giving the correct email address or the volunteer not writing down the correct way. So please verify it with the person you're speaking with on the phone. We want you to get the information. We really, really do. So make sure that you verify that piece so that the message sent is message received and you're able to change your life. I mean, the tools and the techniques are here. The technology is here. It's just a matter of you picking up the phone and supporting yourself, supporting the station. Give us a call, 516-620-3602. Now, you said that Mind Movies has been created. It was created 10 years ago at this point, which... It's incredible.
Can you believe it?
No.
Well, actually, honestly, in the beginning, we, I mean, because it was such a great idea and we just wanted to get it out, that in the very beginning, the program was just basically Camtasia videos of our friend using somebody else's software and showing people how to use PowerPoint and photos off the net and all those kind of things and kind of Frankensteining it together. So, of course, as soon as we, you know, we did our big launch in September of 2008, which that's a story in itself. I mean, we were over here for 6 months. We joined a mastermind group. We learned everything that we had to do to be able to launch Mind Movies to the world. And, you know, by the time we got to the morning of the launch and we'd been working 14-hour days from our bedroom, it was just because we had no money to pay anyone, we'd actually accumulated about $120,000 on credit cards.
Wow.
And this is on top of everything, like our mortgage and car payments and everything at home. So, you know, we're like, if this doesn't work, we toast. And it fell. Our launch fell September 2008, which is when the economic crisis hit the planet. And it was, you know, we didn't realize until the morning of that what was going on financially around the world. And I'm very happy to report that, you know, our community grew from 8,000 to 80,000 in a week.
Oh, my goodness.
It was growing so quickly that our email delivery company shut down our account because they thought we were doing something illegal. And we had to get a friend on, you know, to get it reinstated. We ended up doing, actually, the first hour that we opened the gates of the sales cart, we did $100,000 in the first hour.
Oh my goodness, that's unheard of online.
Yeah. I know, $280,000 the first day, and I think we ended up around $700,000.
Oh.
This is selling a $97 program when the economic crisis has hit the planet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, it could have gone either way, but, you know, we had a mind movie we watched every day when we were during that launch, you know, of the amount of, you know, customers we were creating, who we were serving, what our business looked like, you know, the respect from our peers, you know, what life was like now that the launch was a success. Like, we weren't focusing on the launch. We were focusing on everything beyond the launch, because to us, we had to, in our minds, have to go, look, the launch is a success. It's done. And how are we moving forward from that? And I think it was a massive contributor to,
yes,
to that success.
I mean, I would say so. So you practice what you preach at the same time. What would you suggest would be like a technique that you have used that really has embedded this in your life? You know it works. What do you do every morning? You watch this, or when you sit, do you have anchors? I mean, how do you embed it into your life?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have several mind movies. You know, I have one for health and fitness. I have one for the projects I'm working on, you know, one for relationship, you know, so I watch them at the particular time when I'm about to work on that project or whatever. So I can become a vibrational match then. But, you know, one of the best techniques that I have learned recently, and I can't take credit for it. You know, as I was telling you earlier, I've been working with Dr. Joe Dispenza for the last 4 years at his advanced workshops. And he teaches a technique of visualization that is so effective that I have heard and seen so many amazing success stories as a result of using this technique. And he calls it dimensionalizing. So when you go into your visualization, what he suggests is that you choose one scene or one slide from the movie or, you know, or the future that you want, just one scene. And then when you go into that visualization, rather than seeing a movie in front of you where you're one of the characters in the movie, you want to be in it. So, you know, you're using all of your senses, like, you know, and making it real, like it's happening to you in that moment. You know, if I think about, you know, my relationship, one of the scenes I used to play in my mind over and over again is being on a beach with my partner. And I'm laying on a deck chair, and I can feel the heat of the sun on my skin. You know, I reach across, and, you know, for me, pina coladas just signify, you know, beach holiday. So I can feel the ice-cold glass in my hand, and I can taste that pineapple coconut flavor. You know, and I'm looking across, and the feeling of love that I have for the person that's laying on the deck chair aside from me. So I can hear the waves crashing on the beach. So I'm using all of my senses, but when I'm doing this, I'm looking down and looking at my feet as if I'm actually in the scene itself. You know, we had a woman do this in Australia at one of the Joe workshops, and her and her husband were having financial troubles. They had their house on the market, but they had no offers and been on the market for months. And so when she did this exercise, she knew exactly where she was going. So she's in her living room. She can feel the pen in her hand as she's signing the contract. She can smell the real estate agent's aftershave. You know, she can feel the bubbles of the champagne on her nose and taste that champagne and just that feeling of relief and, you know, and just that, you know, their financial troubles are over. She, after doing that exercise in the afternoon, went back to her room that evening, had a text from her husband, called him, and he said, "You're not going to believe this, but we just got an offer on the house."
Wow.
Goes, "It's not what we want."
Coincidence? I don't know.
I know. She goes, "It's not what I want. It's not what we want." She goes, "Don't worry. Don't sign anything." So the next day she goes back. She does the same process, except now she sees the price on the contract that she's signing. And 2 weeks later, they sold the house for the amount that they wanted.
Huh. That story after story. And there's a lot of science about why it works and how it works. It works with the reticular activating system in the brain. It works with many different, and they've done a lot of research around why visualization and subconscious programming together works so well. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's written extensively about this. It's how he healed his entire body after a massive accident. And it's, you know, it's quite phenomenal. But here's the question, is that maybe you don't understand the power of it until you try it. Or in Natalie's case, her pain was greater than her desire to try to change. And she didn't know how stuck she was. So if you look at people around you and you say, well, why they seem they're just lucky. They have luck, or they, you know, they were born in a different side of the tracks, or whatever the excuses that you give it, it is not necessarily true. I've interviewed some phenomenal people who had nothing, who have changed their lives over and over. I speak with people. So change is absolutely possible. There's just something that you need to do about it. This is a very valuable tool. And I'm saying this because I am passionate about people understanding that change is possible. It's one of the reasons I do this radio show, is I learned that I healed my own brain, and I learned that change was possible there. And I created a show to tell the world that that is possible, that someone can heal their brain, someone can actually do that. And I can speak today because of that. So this is a tool, a technique that is easily done. It is most of the work has been done for you, and that's what creates the magic, is because of the amount of work that's been put into this, and with intentional people as well, and people that try this and it works for them. So here's the phone number. I'm going to give this to you once again, and I encourage you, there's so many different things here, but if you're in a place right now of being stuck or having to make a change and you don't understand what the change is all about, sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need outside help for these massive changes that we're going through to be able to be a little bit easier on our lives and our bodies. And so if you can support the radio station and support yourself, I would suggest doing this now, and especially during our fund drive, because this price doesn't exist anywhere else. It just exists on this radio station at this time. So if you give us a call, 516-620-3602, talk to the volunteers in the phone room. Please give your correct email address and your credit card number to the volunteer in the phone room. Then you will get access to the Mind Movies Matrix. And the phone number again, it's 818-985-KPFK. So the reason to do this, again, is for a way to actually create change in your life, to facilitate change in your life. And there's story after story after story of people that this has worked for. So if you want to check that out, you can go to the website, which is mindmovies.com. You can see what Natalie has created and the success of Mind Movies, and how 4.2 million people around the world have tried Mind Movies, and the success that is experienced because of the intentionality behind the organization. And to create this level of an organization on movies, yep, you could probably do this on your own, or you could create images and a movie in a PowerPoint or whatever. But what's been put into this with the brainwave technology, so you're accessing the beta, the alpha, the delta, the theta. You're getting all of the research as to why this would work for all of my analytical friends out there that really want to understand how this creates clarity, how this creates openness in the mind. And then you really get to that calm state where you don't have to figure it out, where you can actually be in a receiving state when you're listening to these 6 minutes a day. I even listen to more than one at a time, and you can, right? Natalie, it's okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
You do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just, it's a beautiful combination. So it changes, literally changes every cell in your mind, and it can get those cells working for you rather than against you. It's it's very simple. And that's the beauty of it. It is so simple. So keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. And if you could tell us just a little bit about this particular Mind Movies Matrix, what are some of the results that you've heard from other people, if you remember any of them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously there's so many to mention. And mm-hmm. I'm actually in San Diego in our main office at the moment.
Great.
And we have a what we call a gratitude wall.
Mm.
So we have an entire wall of the office, which has got all these, you know, testimonials and stories from people that have really, that have just really, really made a difference. And I think the ones that really stick with me the most are those who, you know, are really struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
they want more for their family. You know, I remember one lady in particular, she was a single mom, and I think she was just recently separated from her husband. And she had two children, and she was scared. Like, she was scared of what she had to face. I mean, justifiably so. And she started watching she concentrated just on the money, the wealth, Matrix, my movie. And she was watched religiously, morning and night, she was watching it. And within a couple of weeks of actually starting to watch that My Movie, she was able to land the job that she wanted.
Mm.
You know, she was clear about the type of job that she wanted, so she was able to land a job that she wanted, making the money that she wanted to make so that she could really provide a good, stable home,
mm-hmm,
and a good, stable environment for her two children. And she was just eternally grateful.
Mm.
But there are thousands of those kind of stories. And I think what I love most about the Matrix movie program is that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to make a movie. It's already made. And these aren't just the, like, regular kind of movies. These are professionally made My Movies. So they're quite dynamic. They've got amazing photos, amazing visuals. And then when you add that audio, the audio tracks, the brainwave entrainment, the subliminal to it as well, it just takes it up a notch that is beyond belief. And here's the thing. One of the biggest ingredients when it comes to creating what we want in our life is believing that we can do that, believing that we can do it. And with Matrix, because we're starting to change those pathways, those thoughts in our mind so that they're in alignment with this future, our belief system goes from I don't think I can to I have no doubt. And for the first time in my life, I believe that I can, within a very short period of time. And once you can make that shift in your mind, then you can create anything that you put your mind to.
Wow. Wow. You know, I was just looking at the program, and are all of the bonuses included as well for our listeners?
Yes, of course.
That's huge. That's huge. There's a whole a lot of goodies involved here. you get a lot of things going on here. And it lasts, you can also access the program for a very long time, although I encourage people to get right on it because I don't want you to make this shelf help. You need to actually use this program, please. It's my request of you. If you're going to invest in yourself, use it. Don't just say, okay, now I've made the first step and then stop there because it's no point in just sitting in your inbox. But actually do something with it. So there is the phone number I'm going to give you one more time. It's 516-620-3602. That's supporting WBAI, 516-620-3602. And we so appreciate your support. And give us a call right now. We have to wrap, but I want to say thank you so much to Natalie Ledwell. Thank you for your donation to the station and for your belief and faith in public radio and spreading these messages and making it so easy for people to change. I think that's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. And of course, you know, like you were saying earlier, if someone's listening to this show and driving along in the car, and even if they by happenstance, which we know that's not really happening, it's actually happening on purpose,
but
they come across this information, you know, that the powers to be are making sure that they are listening to this and in front of this information. You know, I'm so happy that we are able to provide something for you that's easy, that's instant, that is going to make such a massive change.
Yes, and, absolutely is.
And of course, I love you, Lisa. So
oh, I love you,
for you
too.
Darling.
A lot of mad respect for you, girl.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling in and supporting yourself and for supporting public radio. All of those things make this world a better place. And thank you for your energy. That exchange makes these shows happen. And until next time, I'm Lisa Garr. I invite you to stay aware. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover.
This is Saul Williams.
And this is Michael Frind from Spearhead.
And this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
And this is Reverend Jesse Jackson of the Rainbow Push Coalition. Please call and support WBAI, non-commercial, peace and justice radio in New York.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
Listeners, listen up. The Community Advisory Board, or the CAB, is a group of listeners who meet every Sunday to help WBAI. Our station needs actual work done, hands and bodies, at the WBAI office in Brooklyn, New York. Now is the time to move from listening to action. Come and do some work. We need to pack and mail premiums, call listeners to solve premium problems, complete inventorying, and send out BAI buddy packs. Commit to 12 hours a week or whatever you can. You can show up from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. WBAI's heart and soul is the listener. So bring your body, heart, and soul to 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, you can send an email to volunteer@wbai.org.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
And coming up next is Hour of the Wolf with your substitute host, Ken Gale, doing a very special kind of show. Long-time WBAI listeners may remember that song from the early 2000s when I would sub for Susan Brown. I would bring back that song, which was the theme when Ed Menge and I were doing Monsters from the Id from 91 until 93 when it became Nuff Said, 3:30 in the morning. So Maybe you were listening way back then. Jim is still not feeling well. Hopefully Jim Frone will be back next week. He said he's feeling better than he was. And he called me and asked if I could come today. And I didn't have enough time to get a writer or an artist guest. So I called my friend Gina Donahue from New Jersey and asked her for suggestions of music. She is quite a bit younger than me and is much more up on music, current music, than I am. And she had identified all kinds of stuff for me to talk to. I said, you know, stuff with science fiction or comic book lyrics. And she knew a whole bunch, being into both science fiction and comics. So that's what I'll be doing today, is playing music with those kind of themes. And if you need to stay awake all night, I'll certainly be doing that too. I'm going to start with Steel Eye Span because it's Jim Freund's favorite band. You heard Steel Eye Span on every episode of Hour of the Wolf, so it seemed the right thing to do to give you some Steel Eye Span. Well, let's go right to it.
My hat, I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. Should ask me
interest now. My little X-ray eyes will see right through ya. But my name is Superman. Give you all the super loving that I can. Well, I'll be your Superman. Take a hold of my super hand. Take you ever land. Great trees will come.
live inside a lead-lined room and leave all his side power behind. Circle, square, triangle, waves, it's a gift that soon turns sour. Why don't they let me get some rest? It's too much to understand and to digest.
Those were the Hawk Lords with Psi Power. Before that was I'm losing track of how this machine is working over here. What the heck? Ides of March with Superman. Ides of March, they had one hit single, Vehicle, and Superman sounded an awful lot like it, 60s band. Stay Awake All Night by Bachman Turner Overdrive, and open that set with Steel Eye Span All Around My Hat from 1975. And I'm Ken Gale, and this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And I'm sitting in for Jim Freund, who does Hour of the Wolf, a science fiction show, every week where he interviews writers. They read from their work. You get to hear about the creative process. A wonderful show. And if you want to support that show, you know, WBAI doesn't play commercials, right? You haven't heard any commercials yet, have you? And we rely totally on listener donations to sustain this station. The $50,000 plus rent from the Empire State Building, that's paid for by you, the listeners to WBAI. And every show is asked to support it financially. And the pledge line, if you want to pledge $25, $35, whatever you can afford, $25 as a member, it's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And if the call center isn't working for whatever reason, middle of the night or whatever, go to the website, give2wbai.org. Give, the number two or the word two, T-O, WBAI.org. And you can donate in the name of your favorite show, Hour of the Wolf. And you can go through all the premiums that are there. There's a lot of DVDs, CDs, I mean, just movies galore. There's books. And donate to Hour of the Wolf. Support the kind of show that Jim Freund does. You get to hear the creative process from the people who create, writers who have been published, and they give you a sample of their work so you know how good they are. And he does this every week, and he's been doing it for about, I don't know, WBAI started in January 1960. I think Jim has been here since about 1950. Somehow he went back in time, and he was actually on BAI before it existed. And at any rate, he's been dedicated to the station literally for 50 years. You may have heard the 50th anniversary show that was done in his honor in the afternoon a month or two ago. So, again, that phone number is 516-620-3602, and the website is give2wbai.org. So if the call center isn't operating, or you just rather go online to look at all the neat movies and CDs that we have, all the great books, all the packages, go to give2wbai.org. And you can also become a WBAI buddy on that website. And again, you can donate in the name of your favorite show, Hour of the Wolf, or any other show you want to do. And again, I want to thank Gina Donahue. Now, interesting that I opened the show by playing music from my collection rather than hers. And the next set will be part of her collection. And I should mention that the Hawk Lords, the folks who did Psi Power back in 78, they were, that was just a name for the name they used for one album. Before that, they were known as Hawkwind. And Hawkwind did a lot of songs that were inspired by the works of Michael Moorcock. And Michael Moorcock, you know, great sword and sorcery writer, and I did not bring any Hawkwind songs with me because all my Hawkwind's on vinyl, and I haven't converted it to digital yet. And there's no turntable in this room. So eventually I'm going to have to digitize that so that I'll be ready next time Jim calls me. So let's go for it with some more music. And again, while the music's playing, call 516-620-3602 or go to WBAI, give2wbai.org. If you know anybody, some a friend of yours on Facebook who's up right now and they want to hear some interesting music with lyrics oriented toward science fiction and or comics, tell them they can listen on WBAI.org no matter where they are, no matter where your Facebook friends or your Tumblr friends or your Twitter friends are, they can listen to WBAI by going to WBAI.org any time of the day or night. So we'll start with a interesting little Doctor Who song.
For you see, one could almost say that I am the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer.
Oh, no. You are going to sing.
Well, yes, I am. I am the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer. I've information on all things a Gallifreyan holds must hear. I've linked into the matrix through his excitonic circuitry. I understand dimensional and relative chronometry. I'm very well acquainted too with matters of the Capitol. I give you a verse and chapter on Panopticonian protocol. I've been into the Death Zone and I play the game of Rassilon. Rassilon? Asilon? Basilon? Aha. With pestilential monsters that I got a lot of hassle from.
With pestilential monsters that he got a lot of hassle from. With pestilential monsters that he got a lot of hassle from. With pestilential monsters that he got a lot of hassle from.
I understand each language and I speak every vernacular. Our conjugated verbs, good, clannish, and irregular. In short, in every matter that a Gallifreyan holds must hear, I am the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer.
In short, in every matter that a Gallifreyan holds must hear, he is the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer.
I tackle shady castellans with devious behavior. I spar with time or chancellors like Thalia, Moth, or Flavia. In fact, on some occasions, I've held office presidentially, though maybe I would mention I was ousted out eventually. I know just how it feels to be a wanted man and on the run, but wouldn't leave the carefree buccaneering life for anyone, though sometimes my adventures seem absurdly operatical.
Operatical? Hatical? Tactical?
Aha. With ups and downs and twists and turns and incidents piratical.
With ups and downs and twists and turns and incidents piratical. With ups and downs and twists and turns and incidents piratical. With ups and downs and twists and turns and incidents piratical.
I sail the seven seas of Earth and all the oceans of the moon. My trusty true tribe 40 is my Gallifreyan Picaroon. But is this really what the average Gallifreyan holds, my dear? I wonder what they think about this Gallifreyan Buccaneer.
But is this really what the average Gallifreyan holds, my dear? We wonder what they think about this Gallifreyan Buccaneer.
But I've defeated evil robots such as Daleks, Quarks, and Cybermen. I've overthrown dictators from Tobias Vaughn to Mavic Chen. I've rescued helpless maidens from the devastating Viking hordes. Vanquished Autons, Axons, Demons, Crotons, Monoids, Vampires, Vords. I've liberated planets and delivered them from total war. Saved Earth, Manusa, Dulcis, Skonos, Earth, Tigella, Earth once more. In short, I know I am the truest Rassilonian legatee.
Legatee? Decatee? Hecate? Hecate? Not sure if that's canonical. Aha! I have it.
And so to Tanbos all I say, remember me to Gallifrey.
A sentiment we all agree, remember him to Gallifrey. A sentiment we all agree, remember him to Gallifrey. A sentiment we all agree, remember him to Gallifrey.
I'm not content to just observe, I am a bold adventurer, though other Time Lords mock this Gallifreyan interventioner. I know in every matter that a Time Lord really should hold dear, I am the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer.
We know in every matter that a Time Lord really should hold dear, he is the very model of a Gallifreyan buccaneer.
My secret lair on Skullcrusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Surprised that you agreed. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't care. I made this half pony, half monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony making a gift for you? Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. I'm crazy, I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't care. Picture the two of us alone inside my submarine, while up above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too
have some lunches and everyone go. Fill up the camper, drive down to White Sands, and we'll pour the champagne when the space shuttle lands. 12,000 have billion, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody notes that we're always at hand to watch all the spaceships that take off and land. It's the loveliest show on this earth that you'll see. It's living and real, not just tape on TV. So come to Canaveral and bring lots of beer. When the spaceship takes off, we'll all stand up and cheer. 12,000, half million, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody knows that we're always at hand to watch all the spaceships that take off and land. Politicians ignore us, the media too, but if they don't notice, the ships always do. See her landing so lightly, you'd swear that she cares, that she flies on two wings and a good million prayers. 12,000, half million, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody knows that we're always at hand to watch all the spaceships that take off and land. Let's go witness the takeoff today, while the world's biggest beach party cheers her away. We'll bang the drums proudly and blow on the conch. Leave a sign on your door that just says out to launch. 12,000, half million, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody knows that we're always at hand to watch all the spaceships that take off and land. 12,000, half million, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody knows that we're always at hand to watch all the spaceships that take off and land. 12,000, half million, million and more, picnicking out on the warm water shore. Nobody knows that we're always at hand watch all the spaceships that take off and land.
Enterprise. In that captain there was a heart, a rare heart, a bionic heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that heart there was a flaw, a rare flaw and a fatal flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that flaw there was a cue, rare cue and annoying cue, and the cue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that queue there was a plot, fair bet it's a common plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that plot there was a past, a rare past and a sordid past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that past there was a bar, a rare bar and a gambling bar, and the bar in the past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that bar there was a fight, a rare fight and an unfair fight, and a fight in a bar, and the bar in the past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that fight there was a knife, a rare knife and an alien knife, and the knife in the fight, and the fight in the bar, and the bar in the past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship, and the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that night there was a future, a rare future and a rattling future, and the future and the knife, and the knife and the fight, and the fight in the bar, and the bar in the past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, and the cabin in the crew, and the crew in the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and a rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise.
In that future there was a captain, the captain of the Enterprise, and the captain in the future, and the future in the knife, and the knife in the fight, and the fight in the bar, and the bar in the past, and the past in the plot, and the plot in the queue, and the queue in the flaw, and the flaw in the heart, and the heart in the cabin, the captain and the crew, and the crew and the craft, and the craft in the bay, and the bay in the ship that's called the Enterprise.
Oh, row the Enterprise, the ship that roams the starry skies, rare ship and a rattling ship, the ship that's called the Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
And thank you, Gina Donahue, for those four songs. She gave them to me and made sure I knew what I had. She's given me so much music. The first one, all I have is Doctor Who and the Pirates, the Gallifreyan Buccaneer. And Gallifrey is where Doctor Who is from. And that was followed by Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Coltrane. And then the one about watching the spaceships come in and out, that was Christoph Clover called Witnesses Waltz. And Oh, Row the Enterprise was by Gina herself. And that's why she knows music so well. She is a musician. Her whole family are musicians. I visited her. My wife and I went to see her for her birthday. And the whole family got together, and they were just jamming. I mean, they were all playing different instruments and having a wonderful time. Very musical family. And so I'll be playing some stuff from her all during this until 3 a.m., And you're listening to Hour of the Wolf on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Ken Gale, sitting in for Jim Freund, who usually does this show, where he interviews science fiction writers and has them read from their work. So you get to hear that every week here on BAI, Wednesday overnight, technically Thursday morning, from 1 to 3. And since we don't have commercials, we rely on your support. So the pledge line is 516-620-3602. It's 516-620-3602. And I see that no pledges have come in at all since 9 p.m. So maybe the pledge line isn't working right now, in which case, go to WBAI.org. And you can donate to Hour of the Wolf from there. WBAI has a lot of interesting programming, you know, science fiction shows like what Jim usually does. And when I sit in, I'm usually interviewing a writer or artist from the comic book industry. I also do an environmental show on Tuesday evenings. I may or may not be here this Tuesday. I don't know yet. And in fact, my science fiction sensibilities are combining with my environmental sensibilities this Tuesday evening, if that show does come off, because I'll be talking about 3D printing. And 3D printing is going to change the future a great deal. It's going to change the economy. It's going to change land use. It's going to lower the amount of pollution going into the water and air. But the biggest effect will probably be on the economy. You'll be able to manufacture things at home as you need them. The closest thing to a replicator from Star Trek that has so far been invented. There's thousands and thousands of them in schools and libraries right now. So kids are growing up taking 3D printing, manufacturing at home for granted. And so that's what the future is like for them. It's really interesting. And that's what my show will be about Tuesday evening, unless I get preempted. So I'm going to continue. And, of course, one aspect of science fiction is science. So I'm going to play four songs that have something to do with science, although maybe not in a very stuffy kind of way. That's for sure, like, say, the Animaniacs. Thank you.
Here's the song I always get requests for, but I can't understand for the life of me why. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a Gilbert and Sullivan tune. I think the only reason I do it is to see if I still can. We'll try. There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, uranium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. I left out one, actually. A new one was discovered since the song was written. It's called Lawrencium. So those of you who are taking notes can write it down in your programs. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury and lithium and magnesium and dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's gold and californium and fermium and berkelium and also metallium, einsteinium, nobelium and argon, kryptonium, radon, zinc, and rhodium and chlorine, copper, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
And that was the original by Tom Lehrer. Now, here is Daniel Radcliffe, yes, Harry Potter, doing the same song.
Regret saying somebody backstage who's told you about this.
Yes.
And I kind of immediately...
Well, you don't have to do it.
No, I will.
I'll hit you with a stick
if you don't.
Because
I'm now like, okay, yeah. Fine.
So this is your party trick, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very long. Basically, just give a big shout if you know who Tom Lehrer is.
Yes. Yes, so over there, yes, they couldn't be more excited.
Okay. So Tom Lehrer, in my opinion, is the cleverest and funniest man of the 20th century, and he's kind of my hero. And he wrote a song called The Elements, because he was a scientist, and it's the name of every element in the periodic table. And that's my party piece. It's quite long, so do stop me if you just get bored.
Okay.
But I will. This kept me up last night. I was so nervous about doing this.
Do I feel bad now?
No.
Okay, so...
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and uranium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and anthium, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and golden, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. And let's start the next verse. There's holmium and helium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium, phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium, and manganese and mercury and molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium. There's lead, praseodymium, platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium, and calcium, chromium, curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, arsenium, nobelium, and argon, radon, neon, zinc, and argon. Hold on, quiet. Argon, radon, neon, krypton, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium.
Now, let me let you my freedom.
intellectual.
Intellectual freedom on the hands for the masses. Intellectual music on the masses.
And that was a band called DNA that had Rick Derringer and Carmen Appice from it. It was sort of, you know, while new wave music was going on and they were doing that type of music. Wonderful stuff, though. I only did one album that I know of. And before that, we had Tom Lehrer and Daniel Radcliffe doing the Elements song. And open up that set with It's a Big Universe from the Animaniacs, the cartoon show. A science set to go with a science fiction program. You're listening to Hour of the Wolf on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. Listener-free, non-commercial radio. So that is why we ask you to support us. It was a grand experiment back in 1949 when Lou Hill started the first listener-supported radio station. People thought he was crazy. Maybe he was, but the idea worked. And the Pacifica Network was born. WBAI became part of the Pacifica Network in January 1960. Stands for World Broadcast Associates Incorporated, back when FM was like a nothing part of the radio dial, nothing like it is today. Everything back then was AM. So he was able to get this station in the middle of the FM dial back when nobody cared. And so that grand experiment that has been copied by, you know, PBS and NPR, started with Pacifica in 1949, continued on WBAI in 1960, and is continuing today. So call our call center and pledge $25 to become a member of BAI. You can vote for the faction of your choice. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Tell them you want to support Hour of the Wolf, science fiction show. They won't know it's a science fiction show. And if the call center is not working or you prefer to use the internet, go to give2wbai.org, www.give2wbai.org. And you can donate to Hour of the Wolf there. You can become a BAI buddy and give us $10 a month for 1 year. And from what I understand, it does not get renewed after a year. So if you want to continue to give 10, you'll have to re-up. I know people who expected it to be automatically continued, but it wasn't. So it's called a WBAI buddy, and it's a sustaining thing, so you can just get $10 taken out of your credit card every month so that you really don't even notice the difference in your finances. But WBAI has working capital to pay what little staff is left here. So again, 516-620-3602 or www.givetowbai.org. And so now I'll go continue the music, and of course playing all these bits of satire, and we can't neglect Weird Al Yankovic. Now, can we? So here's Weird Al doing his tribute to the fourth Star Wars movie, which I like to call the first Star Wars movie. It was the fourth one to come out.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon...
Ooh, the CD just suddenly stopped all by itself. Wow. All right. Then I will play something else. I have other things ready.
The Jedi, Jedi. Oh, no. I said, we gotta go.
They call themselves Royish Good Looks and Jedi Jedi to the tune of Louie Louie. I thought that was just so cool. Did a good job with that. So here we have a comic book song. I'm playing an awful lot of science fiction song. How about some comics? It's 3D Invisibles.
Hey, let's ride in the streets. Too much to build up beliefs. The common man's had all you stand. So he puts on a mask.
And The Watchmen is definitely one of the best comics that have ever come out. The movie, of course, did not do it justice, just as movies rarely do justice to their source material. But what a wonderful comic book came out, mid-80s, by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. Some just wonderful stuff. So now I'm going to go in a little bit different direction. This is a mixture of things. And I'm going to start off with a dystopian song about war. Now, it was originally written in 1962 when above-ground nuclear testing was still being done. You had the crisis in Cuba in October 1962. People were having duck and cover, where they were being told in school, little kids were being told in school, the Russians are going to bomb the place. And Fran Minkoff and Fred Hellman were a writing team. Fred Hellman was with The Weavers, which had Pete Seeger in it. And Fran said, hey, let's do a song about nuclear war. And he said, no, let's do a song about what war means to one person. And that was the song Come Away, Melinda. And one of my very favorite songs that's ever been written. And I was so happy that I got to tell Fred Hellman that, how much I love that song. And he was... he was quite happy to have somebody, you know, come in there, and he said his biggest regret is that it's a difficult song for just anybody to sing. And I said, yeah, but it's so satisfying when a good singer is singing it. And here is Uriah Heep, my very favorite cover of that song.
Daddy, Daddy, come and look. See what I have found. A little ways away from here, while digging in the ground. Come away, Melinda. Come in and close the door. It's nothing, just a picture book they had before the war. Daddy, Daddy, come and see. There's four or five little Melinda girls inside my picture book. Come away, Melinda. Come in and close the door. There were lots of little girls like you before they had the war. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, come and see. Daddy, hurry do. Why, there's someone in a pretty dress. She's all grown up like you. Tell me why. Come away, Melinda. Come in and close the door. That someone is your mommy. You had before the war. Daddy, Daddy, tell me if you can. Why can't things be the way they were
before the war began. Come away, window. Come in and close the door. The answer lies in yesterday. Before they had the war.
She won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party, and the room is in a mess. The four kings of Eomar are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a valet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plaster ears.
Hard times.
Robbie, shoot your eye at the shore.
the word utopia, where everything was going to be hunky-dory. But now we know it's going to be a green-powered Earth, and that'll be solar-topia.
Was there an Adam? Was there an Eve? Did we evolve from what we conceived? Either way, we got what we needed when the sun shone down on the Garden of Eden.
Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia?
So we had to work to pay the cost. And so we went digging into the ground. Started to burn many things we found, but
don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? All over God's green world.
Well, we talked it hard. The rich got rich, the poor got sore. The fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high. And so they gave nuclear power a try. But
don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? All over God's green world.
Too many risks and no place for waste. So from Sierra to shore on the town, we have to shut those new plants down. But
don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? All over God's green world.
Now we're fighting war. The earth is scarred, the planet is warming. Don't you think that all of it's a great big
thing? Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? All over God's green world. It's a gift to share, that's always a given. Fall down to earth, let live from heaven. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? Solar-topia. Solar-topia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia? All over God's green world. Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia?
Solar-topia, solar-topia, don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia all over God's green world. This is a wonderful, positive way of approaching the Bible. Don't just say don't, but say do something good. And this is the most exciting time in the world to be living. There's never been such an exciting time. Wind power.
Now that set was framed with two visions of the future, one horrible and one wonderful. It was also framed by two members of the Weavers, Fred Hellerman in the beginning and Pete Seeger at the end. That last song was Solar-topia by Pete Seeger with Dar Williams and David Burns and the Rivertown Kids. And before that, we had Steel Ice Band, Jim Foyn's favorite band, Hard Times of Old England. And before that, The Monkees, Randy Scouse Git. And that song mentions Wonder Girl. There aren't too many songs that mention Wonder Girl, and The Monkees did one. And we opened that set with Uriah Heep's version of Fred Hellerman's song, Come Away, Melinda. And you're listening to Hour of the Wolf. Usually Jim Freund is here. I'm Ken Gale, subbing for him while he's recovering from the flu. And in WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And we're a member-supported station. We don't take corporate donations. We don't take corporate underwriting. And we rely totally on you to keep going. Jim brings you writers, science fiction writers, reading their work, discussing the craft of writing. And you don't get creative people talking about creating. Usually you had creative people selling what they've created, and they get 5 minutes, sell, 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 and they're done. Whereas Jim will have in-depth interviews with creative people talking about creating, and he really delves into that process and has inspired writers to create, even when they hear about how difficult it is. So support Hour of the Wolf by calling our pledge line, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, or go to the website, give2wbai.org, www.give2wbai.org. I know we normally say it's give2wbai.org. I understand give2towbai.org also works. Try it. If T-O doesn't work, then do put the number 2 in. And you can become a member of WBAI. It's a $25 donation to become a member. Oh, and we've got a lot of books and CDs and DVDs for you to use to give us a little more, and we will give you something in return. Isn't that cool? So, again, call WBAI, call center, 516-620-3602, or go to give2wbai.org. And if you know anybody who you think, oh, you should be hearing this stuff, and they don't live in New York City, they're not within 90 miles of the Empire State Building where we broadcast, they can listen via WBAI.org 24/7. It's live streamed every single show. So back to music. I'm doing a light pitching because it's the middle of the night. And the next song I'm playing is, it's a love song. It's a love song from Harley Quinn to the Joker. And Harley Quinn was invented on the Batman animated series. Wonderful character. And there was one episode where it really explored why women fall in love with and stay with men who abuse them, in this case Harley Quinn and the Joker. Absolutely fascinating. They did more in a half-hour cartoon than I've seen in articles or even shows on WBAI. It's amazing stuff. So here's Harley Quinn. Do you want to kill the Batman?
Mr. J? Do you wanna kill the Batman? Come on, let's paint the town. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, your smile's become a frown. We used to be a duo, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna kill the Batman? Doesn't have to be the Batman.
Go away, Harley.
Okay, bye. Do you wanna kill the Batman? Oh, we can rob
a jewelry store. I think some company is overdue. I started talking to my new best friend next door. Hi, Ivy. It gets a little lonely just waiting around. I wish you would bust me out. Mr. J, please, I know you're in there. Your smile is getting kind of long. They say I should leave. I didn't want to because I love you, but this is wrong. I'm moving in with Ivy. She actually cares. I guess this means we're through. But if you wanna kill the Batman, I'll be there for you.
I rang your wingman a bell. Your secrets I'll never tell, but things aren't going so well. Oh yeah, and by the way, this Harvey Dent day is crap. I know that you took the rap. It's been 8 years and no bat. And so I gotta say, your dread was holding. Smoke bombs you were throwing. Dark night cape was flowing. What the hell you doing lately? Hey, when I met you, it was crazy. A Lamborghini and two hot ladies. You tried to look like you were happy, but you were a bad man and really angry. Hey, when I met you, you were crazy. You drove a tumbler through Gotham City, and all the orphan boys tried to haze me. I know you're a bad man, so stop being lazy. They say you're pissing in jars. You got long nails and weird scars, and that you don't drive your cars. Oh yeah, and by the way, I think this cat lady steals. She's doing backflips and heels, acting like it's no big deal. And did I mention Bane? His fame is growing. Weird mass muscles showing. Almost killed Jim Gordon. What you gonna do about it? Hey, when I met you, it was crazy. You drove a tumbler in Gotham City. It's hard to walk right with a bad knee. Go see a doctor, a leg brace maybe. Hey, when I met you, you were crazy. You used the skyhook to kidnap Chinese. This Harvey Dent day, it don't faze me. We need the Batman, so quit being lazy.
Hard to fight crime from the East Wing. So ride your bat pod and shoot that gun thing.
Hey, when I met you, you were crazy. You drove a tumbler through Gotham City, and all the orphan boys tried to haze me. I know you're a bad man, so stop being lazy. Before
this bean guy steals your cash. Just shave your mustache, shave off your mustache, just shave off your mustache. Don't put on the Batman mask with a mustache, just shave your mustache. There is no Batman stash.
A friend of his who horns in on Mary Jane, but to his great surprise it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain.
With great power comes great responsibility, that's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line again and again and again. La 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 diddy da, la la diddy da da da.
Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew he was trying to kill everyone.
And he's right
It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry, you can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. Oh, la 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 diddy da. La la diddy da da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight. Cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do alright.
And that was Weird Al Yankovic's Ode to a Superhero. Basically, it's the first Spider-Man movie. And before that, we had somebody doing the Katy Perry song, Chain to Rhythm, dedicated to Wonder Woman. They did not identify themselves. And before that, Russ Russo, Batman Maybe, which is a parody of Call Me Maybe. And we opened it with Harley Quinn's love song to the Joker, Do You Want to Kill the Batman? And Hour of the Wolf is going until 3, so just a few more minutes is all we have left. And you're listening to Hour of the Wolf on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. And I see that there hasn't been anybody pledging any money to WBAI since 9 p.m. So that's a lot of time to go without having somebody help support this station. And we definitely do need that support. The Empire State Building charges over $50,000 a month to transmit this 90 miles in every direction. So there's a lot of people who are able to listen to this, even at this time of night. At nearly a quarter to 3. So call the call center, 516-620-3602. And if nobody answers, then go to our website, give2wbai.org. And look over the DVDs and the CDs and books that we have there. Or just become a member at $25, which is a basic membership. It's tax deductible. Most credit cards are ways you can pay, or you can become a BAI buddy, $10 a month, $15, $20, whatever you can afford. If you've got cable TV, you're paying, what, $100 a month? So aren't we worth, you know, a tenth of that? Actually, we're worth many times more than that. I think you should get a lot better programming in BAI than you get on cable. Everybody complains. There's 1,000 stations there's nothing ever good on. So go to WBAI.org, go to 99.5 FM, and become a member of WBAI. And I'm Ken Gale, and I do an environmental show every other Tuesday. I hope to be on this coming Tuesday talking about 3D printing, which will change the future immensely. And so now, let's go to my last bunch of music. And, of course, after all those comic book songs, I kind of have to play this one. We'll close them up.
I'll tell you about comic books or I'll kill you. I don't care if the Hulk could defeat the Man of Steel. I'm going to rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers. They'd bring back Kraven, and I don't care if Spider-Man's a clone. Stop spending all our cash on back issues of
just plain old comic books to me. And I don't see why you must always ceaselessly discuss.
Future where I get to train with Luke Skywalker won't ever come. And these shackles, I'm shackled and sure seem robust, so I'm stuck here on my bum. In a base this huge, I feel so tiny. Oh, and why is that tall stormtrooper shiny? If I could just find a way into this Tin Man's head, I might survive to become the second to last Jedi. You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open.
What did you say?
He responded, "That's a start. There's a glimmer of hope in this possibly orphaned Jakuvian scavenger's heart. I can do this, I swear it, by each little line that I drew like a loneliness chart. I can do this, I swear it, by each little meal that would always taste just like a fart. By the bloke I like more than I care to. By my sensible three-level hairdo. I call on the Force, and if somehow this works, I say, I might survive to become the second to last Jedi. You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open."
"I'm taking those restraints, scavenger scum."
"I'm done for, blast it, thought I had him for a sec. But it turns out I'm screwed, which has ruined my mood, and now I'm a nervous wreck. Focus, get past it, do the trick you did back when. Without even trying, you found yourself spying on the mind of Kylo Ren. You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open."
"I will remove these restraints and leave the cell with the door open."
"What? Ta-da! See a big guy! I cannot believe that it worked, but it worked, and I honestly do not know why. If I hurry away before they even know I fled, I will be well on my way, or at least one step closer to having a chance to become the second to last Jedi." Angel, drop your weapon. Yes.
Shire that night, just a wizard to be seen. A dark lord in isolation. That's when I heard about the ring.
spring race were howling, and I've never left your side.
Couldn't keep you safe. Gandalf knows I've tried.
Don't let him in, don't let him see.
Be the hobbit you've always meant to be.
Conceal, don't feel the darkness grows. Stay strong, Frodo. Let it go.